say this as straight as I possibly can. I am begging you, if you're a parent and you've got kids there, that this subject is just too upsetting for your young children. Please get them out of the room or change the station. We urge you to exercise parental discretion.
Hey, Uncle, how much you give me for this radio, huh? Now, this hot little old radio, man, is worth plenty of rubles, man. It's got lots of juice. You got shortwave, police call, boats. Late at night, man, you get out of space. Come on, Uncle, just make me an offer. Now, this is a $100 radio. It's got a clear tone. Boy, that's clear as a mother's old bell. Let me see. Come on, baby. Show the man your power, baby. Blast him! Give him some of that tone! Oh, man. You radio, you mother!
Hey, Jim, what about TV? You like TV?
What? Yeah, that new thing, Jim. The television. Oh, pictures.
Yeah.
No pictures.
Why not?
Everything these days is pictures. Pictures and a lot of noise. Nobody even knows how to talk.
Just grunt at each other.
Babies that were sacrificed. Forsaken.
I will probably have nightmares tonight about it.
From the nightmares, to the running around the room when they disclose, to the latching on, to the crying and saying, Mommy, 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 don't go out, because if you go out, they're going to kill you. Threats, intimidation, fear.
Now, if you're going to stay cool, you got to wail. You got to put something down. You got to make some jive. Don't you know what I'm talking about? Well, that's all I'm saying.
You're a bad man. You're a very bad man.
Rejection of parental values. Unusual interest in books on Satanism, black magic, or witchcraft. Obsession with rock music groups using satanic symbols or references. Rejection of friends. Preference for being alone. Meditation, chanting, use of new vocabulary.
Is it the force of evil? Does it disrupt? Is it a force for everything negative?
There's two kind of laws, honey. One for the rich, and one for the poor.
He sees all and knows all. He's wise. He's kind. He is fair. He loves truth and goodness.
Listen, you screwheads. Here is a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Hey, was the microphone on all that time? Maybe it was. This is WFMU of Solid College, East Orange. You're listening to Aerial View. And actually, Gerard, you should be doing this. You're filling in for me today. Why am I doing this? Yeah, well, go ahead. Hit him now.
Every morning, and I'm back home at 5 every day. Everybody thinks we're the neighborhood example. And you know, I wouldn't have it any other way.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Aerial View. I'm your new host. My name is Gerard Kozla. Chris T is indisposed. Actually, he's here, but he's a little shy. You
know? I didn't expect to be here. It was not my plan. I got released early. What could I say? I was really looking forward to just being in my car, driving home, listening to the last 2 minutes of my own program, and seeing what you had done.
Would have been a lot of dead air, Chris. A lot of well, we got plenty of lines open. Everybody, anybody wants to call in? Plenty of lines open.
Speaking
anything
of which,
you want to talk about.
What's the number here?
201-678-7743.
You know, Gerard looked at me like a little confused when he saw me walk in. Well, he was walking up the driveway, and I was driving up the driveway. And he was like, well,
you know why? I just had all those t-shirts made that said Aerial View, your host Gerard. And all the shirts made, all the stickers and stuff.
And they're nice, 100% cotton.
You know, I was looking forward to
inheriting
a program with listeners. And
like your program doesn't have listeners. Hey, the equipment's breaking.
Well, it's no truck stop, if you know what I mean.
Well, you know, we're listening to in the background here, Isaac Hayes, One Unhappy Family. And you had said to me you were going to talk about what now if I hadn't shown up?
If you hadn't shown up, I was going to talk about Thanksgiving Day with your family. Because my family's all bummed out at me because I didn't go visit them. And I always find visiting my family or anyone else's family on Thanksgiving is a tense, difficult experience. And I wanted people to call in and talk about their families and what kind of weirdness happens.
I haven't gone home for Thanksgiving. It's been probably 6 years now since I moved out. I made a choice not to go because every time that I was home for Thanksgiving, there would usually be a scene whereupon one person would start crying and accusing, and everyone else would sit in stony silence. So I thought to myself, now, do I really want to be part of a scene where someone is crying and accusing and everyone else is sitting in stony silence, or would I like to have a nice meal?
I usually do the crying and the accusing.
You really?
Yeah, usually.
You never loved me. You always loved her better.
And your food sucks. Oh, you didn't go home and now you're suffering for this?
Well, I'm getting a lot of the heavy guilt trip sort of stuff, you know. Well, you make your choices. If that's what you'd rather do on a day like Thanksgiving.
Yeah, my mother's tone of voice was like, okay. Was that okay? You know, when you hear that okay, you know, it's not okay. Okay. The conversation was something like, well, you know, we're having Thanksgiving over at your sister's house, who lives like a mile or two away from my mother's house. And are you going to come? No, actually, I had made other plans, you know. Okay. Okay. Fine. So that was the, with one word, all of that guilt.
Well, I'm just waiting for someone to relieve my guilt. I'd like someone to call up and tell us about a terrible Thanksgiving they had with their family.
What's the number here?
So 201-678-7743. That way, I won't feel so bad. I'll say to myself, wow, look what I missed.
Yeah, please, you know, call and testify. Because I did not go home yesterday either. I had a very lovely Thanksgiving over at station manager Bill Suggs' house, and I want to thank him and his wife Jackie for really doing Thanksgiving right without crying, accusing, and stony silence. It just didn't happen yesterday.
You know, Chris, you make your choices. You pick your friends, you make your choices, and you would rather have Thanksgiving dinner with a bunch of strangers than your own family.
Pleasant strangers.
Yes.
So what does this say about us, Gerard? What are we saying about ourselves?
I feel like scum.
Yeah. Generally, do you get along with your family?
I generally do, but the last couple of years I've had a real hard time staying in touch with them because they live so very far away.
Well, you know why Thanksgiving and holidays are so packed with...
They live 3 hours away, by the way.
Yeah. Mine aren't that far away, but the thing is that they're microcosms. There are these tiny little events that have the capacity for exploding.
Gerard,
get this call. There's a call coming in.
Hello, welcome to the air. Hello, WFMU.
Yeah, I was responding to... Is this 678-7743?
Yes, it is. Yeah, You're on the air.
Yeah,
turn your radio down.
Okay, I heard that. I'm calling because my family and I, we don't even talk anymore, and I still have to go home for Thanksgiving, so if you want to hear about a weird Thanksgiving, this is an extremely weird one, because, you know, I still have other relatives alive, so, you know, I still have to show up, but, you know, I think we only see each other one time a year, and that's when it is, so it's like, it's almost like a compulsory kind of thing.
I mean, do you guys literally not talk, or is it just, you know, sort of...
Well, let's see, I talked with my mom about last May. We talk about two times a year.
No,
Mother's Day, right? Last May? Mother's Day is in May, isn't it?
Well, actually, my sister had a baby, so I had to go up and see that. But it was very awkward because I don't think, you know, my mother really wanted to see me up there.
Okay, well, that's not what I mean. I mean, when you say that you guys don't talk,
yeah.
I mean, what happens when you go home for Thanksgiving? Is there any conversation, or does everyone just sort of grunt and acknowledge?
Well, we try to have lots of people there, so you can, like, walk around and not really interact with anybody.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, actually, it was pretty smart, because then when I left, my mother said, thank you for coming, we had such a lovely time.
And had she said anything to you at all, like, besides pass the salt, or...
She said thank you to me once when I said complimented somebody. She said thank you, but she basically didn't really look at me.
Why does your mother hate you so?
Or
vice versa.
This could take forever.
This could take forever, actually. It's a very complicated... But it all boils down recently. She's very nervous about my dog. And she resents the fact that I won't put him in a kennel just to come home for Thanksgiving dinner with him.
Wow, that's amazing. almost the exact same thing happened to me. That's incredible.
Are you serious? Dad,
really? Yeah, one of the main reasons I didn't go home was because they didn't want me to bring my dog.
And you didn't feel like you weren't about to put him in a kennel for a weekend?
I can't afford to put him in a kennel.
Yeah.
He'd be staying better than me if I put him in a kennel.
Can't you just chain him in the backyard?
I did put him outside for a while, but, you know, I'm not into, like, chaining my dog up.
Hey, good for you.
Yeah, he's like a good friend of mine. And, as a matter, you're not the only person, because I know another woman friend of mine who just didn't go home at all because for the same reason, because she's sick of having neurotic parents worrying about her dog.
Wow, this is a whole show topic.
Yeah, in fact, we could call up, you could ask people to call in that have dogs with neurotic parents and see if they went home or how they dealt with it, that kind of thing, and see what kind of barrier it's created, because it really does. I mean, you know, but also I think a lot of parents are that have problems with their kids are looking for, you know, I'm 37, I'm not, but I'm still their kid, I guess, but they're looking for an excuse to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're already... They have their... We don't talk much anyway, not because of the dog, but the dog is now a big issue.
The dog has become a catalyst for everything that is wrong
right,
with you.
It's the dog's fault.
Yeah.
Now, could this dog have been replaced by something else, like, let's say, a girlfriend or something? I mean, would you have gotten the same reception or the same hostility?
Well, yeah, like a couple years ago, I showed up with some Fräulein from Germany with a nose ring, and, oh, nose rings aren't so wild anymore, but they were pretty weird about that.
That's funny because Gerard's dog has a nose ring. It's funny you mention that. The combination of the two drives his parents
you
up the wall.
You put a nose.
And he's German.
And he's a German dog.
Oh my God.
What is that? Schnauzer? What kind of dog is that?
He looks pretty good.
Uh huh.
Is he a tough little? Another thing. My parents are very.
He's really making me sad.
The fact the dog has a nose ring, or
no, you.
My story.
You,
oh well, that's good because it was pretty sad for me.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, you know, me and my dog live on the Lower East Side, and. You know, my parents are very upper middle class and respectable and all that. And he had a little bit, one of his legs shaved. And they said, "What happened to your dog?" "Oh, we had a fight with a pit bull." And I said, "I didn't pull him off quick enough." And they're going, you know, I could see the look on my mother's face. My son lives on the Lower East Side and he's busy having his dog fight pit bulls. What a horrible person.
Look, you know, there are a lot of successful people living on the Lower East Side.
Yeah, most of the people,
I'm trying to think of
most of them.
Those
don't,
people I throw
most of them
at.
Don't. Most of them don't begin the sentence. Me and my dog live on the Lower East Side.
No, they don't.
They usually say like, "I live on the Lower East Side and I have a dog" or something. He's obviously a very lonely person. With, you know, clings to his dog, which is wonderful.
That's it. That's if I didn't have the dog, I'd probably jump off the bridge or something. But you know.
Well, keep that dog healthy.
Well, thank you. And,
thanks for calling. By the way,
that was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's Gerard's job to do that.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Well, that's better. I like the official thank you, and good talking to you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Well, I hope he sticks around for Christmas.
Whew. Yeah, you know, because that's a 1-2 sucker punch, Thanksgiving.
I was only kidding. I didn't really want to hear everyone's life story.
Uh-huh.
I mean, come on.
Well, you know, you have to expect these kind of things. You have to be play a little more responsibly.
This isn't Samaritans, okay? I mean, people have to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, like, you know, I want to hear about fights. I mean, I want to hear that you went home and had a fight or something, or that food was thrown or something. Your mother demanded that somebody leave or something.
I want to hear from people whose parents have problems with their lifestyle.
201-678-7743. That isn't going to be everybody in the tri-state area.
Well, yeah, I like to hear that kind of thing.
Oh, you do. 201-678-7743 is the phone number here. Speaking of parents who had problems... I guess. Well, here was a mother who, did you see this? You probably went right past the story, but Catherine Foster was shot dead in front of the FCC offices on Varick Street in Manhattan yesterday by a mentally disturbed woman who believed that the FCC was beaming radio waves at her and interfering with her brain.
Huh.
Now, we've gotten letters like this before from people who really believe that someone is beaming radio waves at them. At their brain, specifically.
I had a really bad headache a few days ago, but I found that it was just a toothache that had created the headache. But prior to figuring that out...
You thought the FCC was doing something to you, right?
No, actually, I thought it was WSOU that was doing something to me.
Would you have gone and with a 22 as this woman did and shoot somebody at that radio station? We should not really divulge this, probably. But anyway, this woman was crazy. They say mentally disturbed here, but Jeanette Demarest of Greeley, Colorado, was arrested at the scene and charged with the murder of this woman. And really, she chose her. She chose her target very poorly. This woman was beloved. This woman that she shot from Glendale, Queens, was a beloved figure in her neighborhood. Everybody liked her, and she just happened to be like a secretary at the FCC.
Wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. And the woman who shot her grew up in Jersey City, and her last known address was the Hoboken Motel.
Yeah, it's really funny, Chris. Gee, that's a riot.
Well, hey, the phone was ringing, and now it's not. We offended everybody. 201-678-7743.
There's other stuff. There's other stuff to talk about. I think we were talking before about Christmas, about Christmas coming up, and
right.
What people hope to get for Christmas.
I would like for Izzy Stradlin to rejoin Guns N' Roses. That would be my Christmas gift. If he would get his act together and rejoin the band.
That's better than world peace.
I think so. I think it's really important that the duo of Izzy and Slash remain, a unit, just remain cohesive.
Izzy and Slash.
Izzy and Slash. Louis. Yeah, exactly. I mean, yeah. They kind of...
Abbott and Costello.
They already threw that one bum out, that drummer who couldn't get his act together, right?
Well, he says differently.
He says he was.
He says that they threw him out because he tried to kick heroin. That's what he says.
Where did he say this? Now you're so in touch with the whole rock and roll world.
I'm on top of the rock thing, and he's suing them. He's suing Guns N' Roses, and he's got a new band. Him and members of the band Vain, that's V-A-I-N, are starting a new band.
And he claims that he tried to kick, and they wouldn't allow him to, so that they threw him out of the band.
Yeah, that's right.
Was he their connection? What was the problem?
I'm not sure.
With this man, he wasn't that good. His life.
He wasn't that good.
Is the guy they got any better? The guy from the cult?
I can't tell on TV. No. Who can tell?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy from the cult. He was a hired hand in the cult too.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
I mean, end of the day, they don't. You know, at the end of the evening, when they get paid, whatever it is, $250,000 for playing a big hall, they don't sit there and chop up the money five ways.
They don't.
No, they don't.
Who gets who gets the lion's share? Let's see if we can figure this out. My guess would be Axel.
Yeah, that's probably
is that
true.
Is that your guess as well? And then Slash is probably
and
second.
And then Slash.
And Izzy, but Izzy's now no longer with the group. Who the hell is the bass player? We have no idea.
Steven.
Steven.
No, that's the drummer. Okay. That's the old. What are we talking about here? Who cares?
We're talking about
Guns
my
and Roses.
Christmas wish. You asked me my Christmas wish, and I told you.
I asked the listeners their Christmas wish.
I'm sorry, you're hosting this show.
That's right. I'm hosting the show.
All right.
My Christmas wish is that Axl's brother's band gets signed.
Who's his brother's band?
His brother has a band. They're called Dr. Voodoo or something.
And really?
They're based in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Not in Hollywood.
No, they're based in New York.
Is Matador going to sign these guys?
You'd have to ask somebody at the record label. I'm not involved in those decisions.
Well, that'd be something because, at least you could PR your gigs by saying that Axl had shown up, Get some screaming.
Well, Axl was supposed to show up, but he couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
That would be the thing.
Yeah, well, I just hope the Axl's brother's band gets signed. That's what I want for Christmas.
No, really. What do you really want? What's the hot Christmas gift this year? What's the thing that
you want? The one thing I want. Gee. I don't know. I could use
it. Is it a CD box set?
Like yeah,
$80 something or other?
No, I don't want any music for Christmas this year. I could really use some new.
I was waiting for you to say I want to be left alone. That's what it comes down to. I want to be left alone for Christmas this year.
I just want to spend Christmas with my friends. I want everyone to be happy and healthy. And I could use some new underwear. I could use that too.
Okay, you heard it, ladies and gentlemen. Host of Aerial View, Gerard Cosloy, is asking for new underwear for this Christmas.
Not men's underwear,
but not used underwear either. New. My wish was sort of along the same lines. I really wanted a pair of slippers. I haven't worn slippers since I was a young pup, and getting sick and tired of just going around in stockinged feet. So a new pair of slippers would be nice.
You're an easy guy to buy for.
Thank you. And my demands are so small. If you can get Izzy back in the band and get me a new pair of slippers, it'd be a Christmas like none ever before.
You know what's going to happen.
Izzy will get a new pair of slippers.
That's right. And, That will be it.
I'll get nothing. Nada. Anyway, it's 201-678-7743, and Gerard, you should be doing that. I keep stepping on your toes.
Yeah, I know.
I'll just read things from the New York Post then. So anyway, so this woman shot someone from the FCC. Freddie Mercury died. What else has happened? Izzy left Guns N' Roses. What about the Dangerous Toys list? Have they printed it yet? What's on the Dangerous Toys list?
Yeah, I think the Madonna doll, the Madonna Dick Tracy doll, is dangerous, they said.
Oh, no. The name of the character is Dangerous. Does it have small parts that children can take off and swallow?
Small and large, yes.
The doll or Madonna? Or which one
they said about? Something on the TV about like how you could swallow the doll and perhaps...
How Madonna could swallow the doll. Does that
no,
mean
not,
everybody?
Not how Madonna could swallow the doll. How a child could... Actually, there was a protest last year about one of those products. I think the hobo doll, the hobo Dick Tracy doll, some coalition for the homeless.
Oh, that's right.
They were picketing toy stores because they said this doll made the homeless out to be crazy, disruptive, drunk, and violent, which never happens.
The disruptive thing is just way off base. You know, that's the big problem. That's what I think the objection was. Disruptive. What is this? We're being carried in things. Look, it's the Christmas toy that makes animals run till they drop. Here, your show. You take this.
A treadmill. Okay.
This is from the pages of The Splatter Effect. Thousands of... I'm sorry. Thousands of cute little hamsters, mice, and gerbils will literally run themselves to death in a... This is terrible. In a critter-powered race car that's selling like crazy for Christmas. It's sort of like a portable habit trail.
Now get one of these and a high-powered pellet gun, and you'd have yourself one hell of a Christmas.
It was banned in 1986, but it's back.
It's back on the. Is this made by the Chinese? Because there's this Chinese toy cot going on. They're calling it a toy cot.
Well, you know what? It's actually this is a product that's being sold in England. Once again, I pick up this magazine, and they only write about what's going on in.
I know. Well,
England.
It's, yeah.
That's Splatter strange. Effect that happens every week.
Talk about England all the time. They're real Anglophiles.
Yeah, I'm sick of it.
But that toy, I'm trying to think of what other toys I've read about lately that were on the dangerous list, because those are the ones that they're going to mark down. They'll end up at a job lot. You can go buy them cheap.
They'll end up at a job lot near where I live in Jersey City.
Oh, you have a job lot over there?
We have several.
Aren't they great places? Food items that never made it, that they marketed for half a day and didn't go over very well.
They're very big on powdered drinks.
Microwave pudding. Things like that. Just didn't do it. Dolls that make microwave pudding.
You know, I guess people just aren't into the holidays. You know, holidays are passe.
You know what? I told you what the thing with this program is, and now that you're a host, you have to realize that it's not yet 6:30. You have to realize that. It's only 5 minutes before, and...
You know what I think it is? It's one of those phone company
it's
breakdowns.
It's Andy Breckman.
It's the phone company breakdown is what it is.
It could well be that. It could just be that people are recovering from overindulgence, from excess.
Hey, have you seen Andy Breckman's movie?
No, which movie?
True Identity?
No, I haven't seen it.
Starring Lenny Henry.
Is it out on video?
The funniest black guy who's supposed to be white in a movie this year.
Really? I haven't seen this. Did you see this? Tell me.
No, I didn't see it. I saw the ad on TV. Andy Breckman, I think he wrote this film, True Identity. It was a Disney film.
He wrote it, yes. Yeah. He was hired to write that movie for Disney. But, you know, I mean, lots of times what happens when people write movies is that they don't end up the same way they were written. I mean, they're changed.
Well, I should hope so. I should hope that they're the ones who screwed
it
up.
Well, that's Andy's story.
Okay. Anyway.
That's the typical defense. This my script looked nothing like that. I don't know what they did to it. The director ruined my movie. I don't know. It'd make a lovely gift for Christmas, though, wouldn't it?
It's not on video yet, but it will be very soon.
Hey, Andy, if you're listening, call us and tell us where we can buy your videotape of that movie. Where
that
we
movie,
can get it cheap.
That movie might have opened at the drive-in, except they didn't have drive-ins.
Not anymore. Well, listen, you want to just end the show early and
fine
get
with
Bill
me.
In here?
Fine with me. I've got
music.
Stuff to do. People would rather hear Bill.
I can give you a ride to Jersey City, and we can get out of people's hair. All right, for the next half hour, Christmas novelty tunes. Gerard, you want to...
Yeah, here, pass that one over here.
Okay.
Depressed Christmas by Culture Side. Do we have that?
No, this is just Christmas novelty tunes. I could play this bummed out Christmas thing here.
You know what happened? It's because I made fun of that guy's problems. Because that guy called and I belittled him and I, you know, implied that I thought his life story was dull.
Well, I've never actually done a show where there was only one caller for the hour, so maybe it's...
Well, the hour is still young.
But it's, you know...
You're just going to give up on me. I get one chance to do your show.
What am I doing? It's your show.
Take the CD out.
I'll be quiet.
I can talk for an hour straight. I've done it before.
Go right ahead.
And I'll do it again. Hey, give me the New York
Post. I'll clear my throat.
All right, this is WFMU, the Aerial View Show, with your new host, out with the old, in with the new. 201-678-7743 is the phone number. And until somebody calls, we're going to hear my my football picks for the weekend.
Ooh, I've won like 4 football pools so far.
That should light up the phones in no time.
Yeah.
Actually, I don't know who any of these guys
are. Well, Gerard's doing that. I'll read you from tonight's events what's going on at the Film Forum. They're doing their best of series featuring The Wages of Fear, Uncle Moses, Blood in the Face, and Berkeley in the 60s. And if you think this show has hit like a new depth of patheticness, that was it. I've never read events before on what is now the Gerard Cosloy program, Aerial View. Will you change the name of the program or will it remain?
I think it's going to be called Gerard Cosloy's Aerial View.
Oh, you'll just like it'll be like Fellini. You'll just put your name in front of the title.
I was thinking more like Maury Povich or something.
Oh, okay, yeah. All right, that's nice. Well, it's your bag.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually,
hey, you almost left your wretched ones.
The wretched ones. They record for Headache Records. I think that's a subsidiary of Mother Records.
Right. Don't leave this here. Someone will snatch
hand it.
Up
hand it over. Hand it over.
Sell it.
Actually, I can't do the football pool because I'm not prepared. My roommate actually today he blew off work so he could stay home and watch the Nebraska Oklahoma game.
You know, you think this has anything to do with that Comrex unit being lit up like a Christmas tree over there?
You think people are trying to call us but they're not getting through?
Who knows? Maybe they can't get through. Someone just try the line.
Yeah, just test it for us.
We don't want to. Won't even talk Please. To you. Gerard won't even talk to you.
I can guarantee you, I won't talk to you. It's not working. 678-7743. And as the saying goes, there are plenty of lines open.
I'll try dialing. Wait a minute.
Okay.
Oh, there's a call. Get that call.
Hello?
Okay, I'm trying the line.
Hi, well, this is WFMU. You're on the air.
Oh. You wanted to try the line.
You
right?
Hear that buzz?
That's all you have to say?
Yes.
That's all you're going to say to us?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hi, I'm trying the line.
Someone already tried the line.
Excuse me?
She's trying a different line.
Oh, okay. Thank you for trying the line.
Okay. Bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Who's this?
WFMU, you're on the air.
Just checking the line.
Thank you.
Okay.
That was four. We're up to four phone calls today.
It's a popular show.
We know the line works now, so now I'm really depressed.
At one point, the phone was ringing off the hook.
Like that?
Yeah, like that. Well, I was supposed to have Dr. Abu on last week, but he never phoned in.
Hello?
WFMU.
Hello?
Is this Dr. Abu?
No. I was calling you, asking for people to try the line.
And have you tried the line?
I'm trying the line now.
And how does it feel?
It's working, apparently. But I went home for Thanksgiving.
And?
And my mother was the woman who shot that FCC person.
I don't think you're telling the truth.
It's very upsetting, Thanksgiving.
Did she shoot
She cooked the dinner and then left and shot this woman. It was very upsetting.
Did she wait until everybody was finished with dinner before she went out and...
Right in the middle of the dinner. She went out and went to Varick Street and said she had to buy a pack of cigarettes. And I believed her because she's a smoker. And she shot this woman from the FCC.
Now, had your mother shown any signs of trouble? Any bad wiring before that?
I know when she was preparing the turkey, she kept stabbing it over and over again, saying, "Stop beaming those things into my brain. Stop beaming those things into my brain." And I knew that then there was trouble.
Mm-hmm. Do you happen to live near power lines or anything like that?
We have those big things up on the pole right outside the house. That's transformers, I think they're called.
Yes.
The big transformers, they leak every now and then.
Had your mom ever looked for help anywhere before this?
With cutlery or with weaponry?
No, professional help. Help with.
Oh, no, I thought you meant getting a weapon.
Well, there's another call here. Hang on a minute. Hello?
WFMU, you're on the air.
That guy was lying. It was my mother who shot the woman from the FCC.
It was your mother.
It was my mother who shot that woman, yes. That guy was full of it.
Maybe there's more than one. Maybe there's more than one gun woman. Maybe there's a whole conspiracy. Maybe no one was ever shot. Maybe it was all set up.
Well, you do present an interesting argument, but no, it was my mother. It was that woman. That guy is lying. He's pulling your legs.
Can you prove it?
No. But could he? I think not.
Well, he didn't stand in line long enough to find out. But this is Gerard's show. It's not up to me to be trying to find anything.
I'll believe anybody. I trust people. I trust all people.
You trust all people?
Well, I trust you. I like the sound of your voice.
I shouldn't have come here today. I should have just stayed home.
Did you hang up on that guy?
No. You're manning the phones.
I'm sorry. I hung up on him.
What are you doing? You're pushing buttons like crazy and then accusing me of doing things.
I could almost sense that he was about to say something unkind. Unkind about a minority group.
Really?
Yeah.
And you like to hear those kind of things, don't you?
No, and I pull the plug on him every time.
Well, what's the 201-678-7743 is the number here. This program is now Gerard Cosloy's Aerial View. Gerard,
that's right,
and
bird's eye view of the whole world.
Right.
Get used to it.
In big capital letters. Like Steven Spielberg's An American Tale.
So we would like to hear what you did for Thanksgiving, what happened with you and your family, and we'd like to hear what you're waiting for Christmas. What's your big wish for Christmas? You can climb up on the lap of Chris T and tell him what you'd like for Christmas this year.
I think it's time to call Russ Meyer again. Just hand me the phone book. People love talking about breasts, and I would like to accommodate them.
Hello?
You're on the air.
Yeah.
On you.
Hey, my name's Yas. I'm a singer in a band called The Pundits. We played at Space of Chase on Wednesday night.
You're in a band called The Pundits.
The Pundits, yeah. We played at Space of Chase on
Wednesday, the night before Thanksgiving. That's a very big night for shows, huh?
And I was just about to give the band up.
Uh-huh.
Because we, try to play stuff that... a little bit intelligent, and there just doesn't seem to be a market for it.
No, there sure
is. They want us to be beer whores, and I just can't hang with that.
Change your name to Beer Whores.
Beer Whores. You can write songs
so
about beer.
Thanksgiving is a concept for a band that sells without having to sell yourself.
I think just having a concept to begin with is sort of selling yourself.
I think Beer Whores is it.
You seem to know what's successful.
Well, that's the thing. It's like...
How long has your band been together?
7 months.
7 months?
Yeah.
7 months is hardly enough time to...
the guitarist and I were Hare Krishna monks for about 10 years, and then we decided to break out and be in a rock band.
Hare Krishna monks.
Yeah.
Now, that's
true,
a concept.
Right?
I mean, a Hare Krishna rock band.
I would think that there's instant press in that, you know, say someone like a Neil Strauss could write an entire article about the New York band that used to be Hare Krishna monks.
Yeah, there you go. The trip is, what do you do to like make anyone aware of that type of thing? That's why you're playing, because you want to play songs that are fun, people have a good time, but it's not, hey, baby, I want to,
Well, yeah, I mean, but obviously you have to do something to get the word out about your band. I mean, I didn't know you were playing on Wednesday night.
We pounded the village with posters and stuff.
I didn't see any posters.
Which village?
Anywhere.
East, west.
I didn't see any posters anywhere. I didn't see anything in the newspapers.
Yeah, we got rained on.
You know, I mean, does any radio station in the area have a tape of your band?
We sent one to Andy on Friday's show.
Don't do that. Don't send tapes to Andy. Just send tapes to the station, because Andy just tapes over them. Andy just tapes over them and puts sounds of cows
one,
on them.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
We got another call here, by the way.
Cool.
Okay. Good luck.
Thanks a lot for being on the air.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. No, I didn't mean for that fellow to go. It's not me. I'm not running the show today. I didn't mean for him to hang up.
I
was going to ask him to play some of the pundits over the phone.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Hi.
I
just want to, I'm unfortunate that I can't listen all the time,
uh-huh.
But whenever I do tune in, I miss an old friend of yours, Mr. Chin.
Old friend of Gerard's?
I don't know the man.
On the show. Gentleman used to call in all the time.
No, Mr. Chin, I guess he's ticked off at me for some reason. He hasn't called in a long time, but every time I tune in, I hear him calling somebody else's show. I hear him calling Andy's show, Andy Breckman's show.
Oh, really?
Or calling Glenn Jones up.
Is he a legitimate person?
He's a legitimate person.
Is he really?
Whose feelings, I guess, get hurt as easily as the next guy's.
Hey, who is a legitimate person? Are you a legitimate person?
I had this deep discussion about consciousness the other day.
I really don't know.
What? I think he was asking me? Were you asking me or the caller?
I'm asking both of you.
Okay. I'm the only one who knows I exist. I was having this discussion with someone the other night about consciousness. I'm not sure if Gerard exists or anybody else, but I know I exist.
Or at least in your own mind.
No, even outside of my own mind.
Really? To other people acknowledge? Other people acknowledge?
Well, that's the whole idea of consciousness, though. You're the only one who knows you exist.
Hmm. Well, then...
It doesn't, you know, everybody else is just, you know...
They're kind of insignificant?
I wouldn't use that word. Bad choice of words.
We've almost headed in that direction. If it
well,
only
thank
matters
you. This
to
is
you.
Incredibly interesting.
Incredibly.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
201-678-7743.
Quick with that trigger.
You keep hanging up on these people.
I've always wanted to do that. WFMU.
There's no one there.
That's technology is hard.
We had a rush of calls, and then like, just like the bakery on Thanksgiving morning, rush of people, and then nothing.
I don't know. I feel vindicated now. I mean, that rush of calls has proven that this show is not just
dead in the water.
That, you know, it's not just a tree falling in the forest. It's not just Drunken Boat playing at the Knitting Factory.
Hey,
WFMU.
How you doing, guys?
Hi.
Is Bob there?
Bob?
Yeah.
I'm afraid not.
How about Fred?
There's no Fred here. Goodbye.
No?
WFMU. You're on the air.
Yeah. I don't know. I thought you wanted me to hang up. I didn't want to, like, take over the airwaves.
Oh, hey, don't worry about it. Do you have something to say?
No,
it's
I'm
guy from
the beer whore.
Oh, the beer whore.
Yeah, oh. I'm listening to you. And I'm listening to you guys while I'm working here.
You're obviously
not
working.
So.
Not working too hard, are you?
Well, I should be working harder.
But listen, no, I mean, if you're serious about this, if you're seriously depressed about, you know, your band not getting you anywhere, you have to do something to get
come
the
and
word
play,
out.
Come and play live on Aerial View. You know.
Oh, we'll,
yeah.
Come, we'll come.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't have music on this show.
Acoustic set.
Shows you how much people listen.
We'll play anti-music.
No, really, what you need to do is send a tape here.
Yeah, no, I'm
okay?
Shitting.
Listen,
yeah,
you know, I mean, seven months? You guys have been around for 7 months and you're complaining that you have no fans?
No,
I know bands that have been around for 7 years and have no fans.
True.
So call us in 7 years is what they're already saying.
Hello?
WFMU, you're on the air.
Oh, are we on time delay? It must be. Okay, here's my question. I have a new rock band. This is in relationship to the last question. And we'd like to name ourselves after the Vomit Pigs. So we're wondering if we can call ourselves the new Vomit Pigs, like the new Christy Minstrels, or the way that old folky groups used to call themselves new after. We're wondering if that's moral.
Well,
legitimate.
I don't know if it's moral. I'm not familiar with the old Vomit Pigs.
Well, in that case, it might not be a very good idea, because if people at FMU haven't heard the Vomit Pigs, then perhaps we should give ourselves another
isn't
name.
Like the New Monkeys or the New Barbarians, or
well, there already are the new. Weren't there New Barbarians already? Let me ask you this, and perhaps it can be an open topic of discussion if you really run out of other things to talk about. Are there other bands with names like the Vomit Pigs that we could use that would perhaps be better known?
I think you should call yourselves the New Drunken Boat.
Okay.
I think there's a vomit launch already.
But is it legit to do that? Is it legit to take some? I mean, you can't take somebody's music and sample it without making sure that you have rights.
You know what I'm going to do next week, I think, is just read off a list of band names people can use if they want. Yes, you're on the air.
Yes, I have a suggestion for these groups.
Yeah.
Take their guitar and bang them in the head.
What the hell did that man just say?
That was the best call I've ever had in my whole life. It totally. You just couldn't understand a word in that sense.
I hate it when my dad calls. I hate it.
Yes?
I got an idea for a name for the X-Monks band.
Yeah.
The Human Boars.
The Human Boars. How about the X-Monks?
I don't know. The Human Boars. It goes both ways. Are we talking about the pig? Because he likes pigs.
I think they should call themselves Harry Krishna. Harry.
Personally, I think he should cut his hair and get a job.
How do you know he's got long hair? You're judging the man you don't even know.
Actually, he probably doesn't have hair. He should grow some hair and get a job.
Maybe he has a job. I mean,
The guy called us from work.
You can work a 9-to-5 job and be in a rock and roll band. Contrary to
Couch
Flambeau song.
It's been known to happen.
You can do it.
I told you, you got a call here, Gerard.
WFMU, you're on the air.
The best name for all these bands is No Talent.
I like this guy. I don't know who he is, you know, but I like him.
You know what I'm afraid of?
What?
I'm afraid that sooner or later we will hear what he's saying.
He just keeps calling up and saying things you can't understand. He's like, I think the best runs are brothers. Hello?
Hi, this is Greg from Rockville Records. Can you give me the name of the guy from the Pundits?
Rockville Records?
Yeah, I'll sign him unheard.
Who are Rockville Records?
Records, they're one of the finest independent labels.
From Rockville Center?
Rockville Center.
Okay.
They are the finest independent label in Rockville Center.
They have the best LIRR station.
I'm sorry. They are the second finest independent label in Rockville Center.
You used to work around that area, didn't you?
As a tourist, I've been there a couple times. Greg, if the guy from the Pundits calls, we'll get his phone number for you.
I'll sign it. He doesn't even need to send me a tape.
You'll sign him just sight unseen.
Exactly.
Just because of the PR you can get out of it.
Because we believe in quality.
Okay. Hey, that was great. I have an offer.
Incredible.
I have an offer of a record label signing for this man. Now, traditionally,
it's that easy. You just have to get the name out there. You have to keep reaching for
the stars. I tell you, this is turning into the band directory here, because we're not only giving out names for bands, but we're getting people record contracts and telling them how they should promote their band. And the whole thing, you know.
I want to talk about Thanksgiving and Christmas.
And look, you know, the listeners are picking the agenda for you.
I'm losing control of the show.
But that's not a bad thing. I mean, this show does try to adapt and respond to listeners' needs. You know, they are the lifeblood of this program. I mean, I know listeners give during the marathon and give during the year and support FMU, but only on this program do they actually create the show.
You know, this doesn't happen on TalkNet.
I haven't yet to hear that. Is that the thing on CNN, or is it?
That's bad syndicated radio.
Oh, okay. All right. I've yet to hear that. What's the number here again?
201-678-7743.
And we know what some people want for Christmas. I know what I want. Gerard knows what he wants. The man from the Pundits knows what he wants. But I'm still waiting to hear.
It's too personal. People don't want to talk about it. They're kind of shy about stuff like that.
That could be it, or it just could be that just Friday is not the right time for this show. I just really have to think about changing the time of the show, changing it to another.
Well, when you have your own show, Chris, you can put it on whenever you want.
No, when I'm not working during the day, when I once again have a job,
my aerial view will remain on Fridays from 6 to 7.
Oh, okay. I'll have to take a slot from 12 to 1. I'll have to find a slot to
show in. You got to start somewhere, Chris.
Noon to 1 used to work great because people were at work.
I was thinking and midnight to 1.
Midnight to 1?
Yeah.
For this talk program?
Yeah, why not?
How are you going to get guests on? How are you going to get live guests? How are you going to get Russ Meyer to talk to you at midnight?
You got to start somewhere.
But when I was on from noon to 1, like, people were at work and they were not afraid to use someone else's phone. They loved calling up on somebody else's phone.
And now, because they're at home with their families on the holiday,
they don't want to run up their own phone bills.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to.
This is a bad day to debut my new program.
I'm not going to say another word from here on in. This is your show.
No, I welcome the input. You have a lot of good ideas. You have a lot of experience in radio, Chris. And that's why I had you on as my first guest.
Thank you. What do you want to know about me, by the way, in the last 15 minutes of your program?
Well, you already told me what you want for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to keep that job of yours?
The job is something that I don't really know about that. I am actively searching for another one, and people, I don't know if anybody from work actually listens to this program, but it's news to them, I guess. But I am actively searching for another one. It's not because it's a bad job, although it is. It's really just because the pay is just really not enough to support anybody.
Well, I don't want to get too personal, but what sort of salary scale are you looking for? There's a lot of potential employers listening to the show right now. The job market's wide open.
I'm looking for something that will, you know, allow me to just pay my rent and make my car payment and pay the bills at the end of the month.
About $2,000 a week should do it, is what you're saying.
That would be really great.
Yeah.
You know of any small independent record labels that could hire somebody at that salary?
No, I don't. Rockville Records. They just called a few minutes ago.
Hey, they just hung up again because the phone was ringing.
Greg at Rockville.
Greg at Rockville, if you can afford me, give me a call. I'll do everything I can for that.
As a matter of fact, you know, I think, you know, Chris is a musician. You could sign Chris.
You could sign me and I can make records for you, or I could produce. I could be like a Phil Spector and just produce.
You could
bands.
Produce the Pundits album.
That'd be the thing.
WFMU, you're on the air.
WFMU, welcome to the air.
Yes, Roberto.
Pardon me?
Roberto.
I'm sorry.
Oh.
Goodbye.
Rub something, he said. Rub what?
Rub me.
Rub Erdo.
Rub me, please, he said.
Another great name for a band. We're giving them out like crazy, left and right. Rub me.
I walk by phones in my neighborhood, pay phones. I pick them up, and there's always a guy on the other end who says, rub me. And I say, what? And the guy says, I got $50.
This happens a lot?
Happens pretty often.
Yeah. Now, if you could walk by one of those payphones and someone's making an offer of work for me, that would really be something.
Well, there's $50. I mean, that's an offer of work.
No. Well, I like to work on the books, you know. It's less problems at the end of the year. So let's see, in the last 12 minutes of your program, what are you planning to do with it?
I don't know. I'm just, you know.
I'd really love to see someone else twitch besides me for a turn.
I just feel really bad. I had a lot of high hopes for the show. I had a new future. WFMU, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi. This is Greg from Rockville again.
Hi, Greg.
There's a guy from the pun. That's the only problem. I just found out Rockville just went out of business. But I'm over at Elektra.
You're over at Elektra now.
Yeah.
Boy, you guys in the music business, you sure bounce around a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But would Elektra like to sign the pundits?
Actually, we're more interested in Chris T right now.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, we have some good news finally.
I'm available.
I see slippers under the Christmas tree.
Hey, what'd you do with that wrench tape I gave you? I could play him some.
I put it right there on the board.
Here it is. This is it.
Great.
You want to hear some?
Sure.
This is what I was doing with my last band, all right?
Okay.
And I could audition on the air for you.
Okay.
Here it is. Are you near a radio? Can you listen to it on the radio?
I'm afraid not.
Well, I think we just lost Greg.
I think he hung up. He doesn't like it. Now, would you sign this band?
Well, you can't just tell from one song, Chris. There's a lot of things that go into signing a band.
Well, I could play more. We could spend the last 10 minutes.
I need to see what everyone in the band looks like.
There's no one in this band anymore besides me.
Oh.
This is me.
Well, gee, in that case.
Everybody else has fled the band.
I think I'm going to miss my bus.
Hey, here's someone who wants to sign us up. Hello?
WFMU.
William there?
Yeah, he's here, but please call him on the other line.
Are you talking about William Berger?
Yeah.
Host of the Hip Bone program?
The Hip Boner.
Is,
busy?
Is this his father?
No.
His mother called in a few weeks ago. That'd be pretty good if his dad called in to harass him for not showing up for Thanksgiving.
So this is his buddy. I'll call him in 10 minutes.
Okay.
We're
okay.
Downstairs. What's the number for same? The same as this?
Chris, he's gone.
Hey, question for you.
WFMU.
Got a question for you.
Go ahead.
Did you guys ever hear of the red tape?
The red tape?
Yeah.
You mean the two-bar tape?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard it.
Okay. You know, that was done in Jersey?
Was done in Jersey City.
Why don't you guys edit that up and ever play it? I know it would take a major slash.
Actually, several shows on the station have played edited portions of the two-bar tape.
You're not listening closely enough.
What's that?
To WFMU.
Sure, I mean, I do.
That I can think of three shows on the station that have played portions of the two-bar.
You know,
the whole two-bar thing even made it into The Simpsons. You know, Matt Groening at some point.
No, look, I'm sure you'll hear the two-bar again someday. As a matter of fact, yeah, I'm sure you will. Actually,
I'll do a little bit of it for you now. Bill! Belloni!
Belloni!
All right?
I have the tape and everything.
Actually, okay. I have a suggestion for this guy.
What's
a serious
that?
Suggestion. A good Christmas suggestion. The two-bar compact disc, which has lots of stuff on it that's not on the two-bar album.
There's a legitimate CD.
It's not legitimate, but there is a CD. It's on Teen Beat Records.
Teen Beat. I'm in the car. I can barely hear.
Well, teen car as in phone. Teenager. Beat as in beat.
Okay.
This guy's making prank phone calls from his car phone.
This
cool.
Is not a prank call. Although you complain that your listeners never spend any money to make a call.
Well, we got the other lines ringing here. It's like what always happens towards the end of this program.
Hey, there's a guy who's on the flip side of the red tape.
Yeah.
Who's, if not better, he calls like Rickle. And complains about broken kitchen tile. I won't give any, but it's massive.
I love tapes of prank calls. I really enjoy listening to them.
It's an era gone by because we can't do it anymore.
It truly is.
With caller ID.
I know it is.
Leave the state.
The guy who was calling red would have had his belly sliced open.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to get. Drew's going to get these other calls. Now.
Show you all
listen,
the stuff that
your
comes out.
Really rolling now.
Is this, FMU.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Oh, cool. Hi.
Hi.
You want to know what I did on
Thanksgiving?
Yes, please.
Let's see. I ate my applesauce like Bobby did on the Brady Bunch when he was in the.
Listen, you could try off a vocalist for Wrench while we're talking to you.
I want to be in a band.
Okay.
I'm in a band, kind of, but we haven't done anything.
No kidding.
We're called Yum Yum.
Hey, there you go. You got a good name. You're off to a head start.
Yeah, but we don't have anything going.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Up Izzy. Izzy's not doing anything.
Greg from Elektra wants to meet you.
Yeah, I'll go on Elektra Records.
Me too.
Do I have to try out?
No.
It's probably not. As a matter of fact, I can speak for Greg. I think you're signed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Okay.
You want my address and stuff?
We'll take it off the air.
Okay. WFMU.
Yeah, your parents know how you're wasting their money.
Wasting their money? How are we wasting our parents' money?
You know what his implication is? That we're college students, that we're spoiled, decadent college students, yucking it up at the expense of our parents.
I was a college student once.
And this is true. We are college students. We're each freshman here at Uppsala College.
Right.
And I am wearing a beanie right now.
And we're both Greeks. So there.
That's kind of personal.
You got a call there.
WFMU, you're on the air.
I'll run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith and magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but you're alright. Oh, and that's alright with me.
That was, of course, Glenn Danzig calling in this radio show. WFMU.
Hey.
Hi.
You were talking about that tube bar.
The tube bar.
The other day?
Yeah.
I mean, just earlier.
Yes.
You know, I go to school up in Boston, and I'm pretty sure that the guy who did that tape went to my school.
I think a lot of people have said
In, well, in fact, no. But the tape was circulating for a while up in Boston.
It's been circulating all over the country.
Well, I know, but they had a funk song at the end of it that these guys did.
Maybe someone put it on the tape, though.
Well,
you don't know this.
Well, okay.
I happen to know my lawnmower repairman was the guy
who
made those calls.
All right. Yeah,
I happen to know for a fact because he told me.
Your lawnmower repairman?
Exactly.
I thought Bart Simpson made that tape.
Yeah. All right, so it's possible, but the funk song is really cool.
I'd like to hear it.
Could you hum it?
Huh?
Could you hum the funk song?
No, I can't.
Okay.
They put all the samples from the song.
You can hide beneath your covers and study your pain. Make crosses in the lover's throw roses in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior.
Isn't this the guy from the Beaver Brown Band?
I thought it was the guy from the Pundits, maybe. But maybe you call back to try out.
I'm amazed. This guy's really good.
He is. And he writes good songs.
It makes me think about the life of the working man. I want to wear flannel when I hear this.
Hey, do you have a Telecaster? Hey, guy?
When does the big man come in? When do we start to hear the big man?
He's gonna call like chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus, break.
Take it away, big man.
Verse.
I want to hear Clarence.
All right. Hey, that's great. Great singing.
WFMU.
Hello. Nobody's there.
Incredible.
I'm still trying out over the air, though. Wait a minute. How's this? Slow that down. You'd have a hell of a record.
That sounds like that house thing I was hearing earlier.
We have a call here.
WFMU, you're on the air.
Exhale, roll down the window and let the wind blow back your hair. Well, the night's busting over these two lanes will take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real. Trading these wings for some wheels.
You know, I think it's Chris Spencer who's doing this.
Someone hung up.
WFMU. That guy's great.
I really do like his singing. He probably doesn't believe us, but 201-678-7743.
There's always room for another John Cafferty tribute band.
John Cafferty?
Isn't that his name? The Beaver Brown?
Oh,
name?
Right. Yeah, John Cafferty. Yeah. A tribute to Beaver Brown?
A tribute to Beaver, yes.
God. There is a band now called Eddie and the Cruisers. Have you seen this?
Have you ever? No, I haven't seen it.
There's a band called Eddie and the Cruisers that plays around where you would expect them to play. You know, like the Asbury Circuit, you know, whatever they call that circuit. Yeah. But I don't know if it's the Beaver Brown band or not. Hello?
Sprung from cages down highway, not chrome wheels to injected on stepping out over the line. Yeah, this is the guy from the Pundits.
Hello?
Yeah, this is Mr. Pundit, but the other guy was better than me, and that wasn't me. So there's been two guys calling to him, Bruce.
Just imagine what kind of calls we'd get if this radio station was located somewhere else. If we were in Boston, could someone call up and do Steven Tyler?
Or Michigan, someone call and do Bob Seger songs.
I'd prefer that.
Can you do... Hey, fella on the phone? You know, he doesn't have the phone to his ear. That's the only problem. He's, like, holding it at arm's length and singing into it.
He can hold a note, I'll say that.
The door's open, but the rod ain't free. Girl, I know you've been waiting for it.
This sounds good together. This works together.
Well, it takes a show like mine to bring out callers like this, Chris.
Your show is so superior to mine in so many ways. Gerard Cosloy's aerial view.
Tune in next week. We'll have more information about where to get the t-shirts and the hats and that sort of stuff.
Hello?
WFMU.
Yeah, hi. This is Greg again. Who is that guy just singing the song?
I think he's already on your record label.
I'd have to say that I'd sign that guy in a minute. He sounds like I'd have to call him definitely the new Billy Corgan.
The new Billy Corgan?
Yes.
Who is Billy Corgan?
The Smashing Pumpkins, of course.
Oh, that's okay. Greg, that's why you're working for Elektra Records, and that's why I'm here on WFMU.
And I would never earn that $2,000 a week because I didn't know who he was either.
See?
Billy Corgan is probably one of the leading talents.
Who? The leading talents. WFMU?
Yeah, as Casey Kasem says, keep your reaching for the stars and your head in some babe's lap.
Hello?
They hope it's dusty deep road in a skeleton frames of burned out Chevy.
Hello?
Yeah, Yasso from Pundits again. What's going on tonight? I did the Bruce thing. Somebody.
Hello?
Where are the Pundits playing tonight?
Where
are the Pundits playing tonight? I would like to see the Pundits.
Hello?
You have such a shortage of female voices on the show.
Wow, no girl calls with 2 minutes left. I don't believe it.
Oh
well, ever
God.
Since it became Gerard Cosloy's aerial view, girls do not want to call.
It's so pathetic. It's so male-oriented.
Yeah, you're up. You're right.
Guys.
You're right.
Hey, it's a Greek program.
What can we do to change it?
Well, talk about something that women care about. Talk about sex or something like that. Talk about love.
I don't know about that
women
stuff.
Women care about sex and love?
Well, they don't care about these Hare Krishna guys.
Well, listen, I am open to any suggestions, any topics, if you even want to come on this show. You're welcome to do that and talk about whatever you'd like.
Well, I'd think about that.
Would you?
Yeah.
I mean, what are women talking about nowadays? Because Gerard and I, we, unlike Pete Townsend, don't know what it's like to be a woman.
There's a phone number you can call, Chris, where you can find out what women are talking about.
Is it the Sassy line? Does Sassy have an 800 number?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Well, you could try it. Try the dressing up as a woman bit, you know.
Well,
why not?
There you go.
Sure. If it'll get better callers on the show, that's all I care about.
I'd love to have nothing but like an hour of just women calling, talking about things, you know? Whatever they want to talk about. Women are great. I really like women. They're very near and dear to both me and Gerard.
Chris was just saying that the other day that he doesn't understand why he's called a sexist. Because he was saying, I love women. How can they say this about me? I love women. I think they're terrific.
Okay.
How big of you?
Last call
they
of the show.
They scream your name at night in the street. Your graduation gown lies in red at their feet. And in the lonely gloom before dawn, you hear the engine roaring on. And when you get to the porch, they're gone on the wind. So Mary climb in is a town.
Well, I don't know, Gerard. It's probably...
You know, I've always wanted to have Alan Vega call and sing on the air, and it finally happened today.
Who is that? Yeah.
Well, Chris, thanks a lot for coming on my show today.
No problem, Gerard.
And maybe someday, you know, after you do that midnight to one thing, maybe you can come on the show again.
I'd like nothing more. And now for the last chorus of that
song. You know, you are a sweet little heartbreaker. You better go and see the pundits, baby.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Chris?
Yes.
That was me singing.
I knew that was you, Greg.
You didn't know that.
I knew it was you.
Yeah?
That was Greg singing.
Greg from Elektra Records?
No. No, the Greg that's not on Elektra Records. I would like to be signed.
The Greg who was on Chin Records and Tapes.
Okay. It was really nice. You did a nice job.
If that other dude wants to, you know, sign me or something, or if he's just pulling my pud, you know, he knows where to reach me.
It's been a long time since I heard that word. Thanks, Greg.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye, Gerard.
Goodbye, Chris. Stay tuned for William Berger. This is WFMU.
The Hit Phone Program.